Perhaps by now you've heard the sorry tale of the tattoo getter who walked into a shop and asked for a tattoo on his chest spelling out Chicago's proud nickname, Chi-Town. The tattoo getter, they say, left with the word Chi-Tunwa etched into his skin. With a transposed W and N, Chi-Town becomes a word with very little brand recognition. This sort of thing has happened before. In Michigan a few years ago, the tattoo getter and the tattoo artist couldn't agree about the spelling for the word villain and finally settled on V-I-L-L-I-A-N without looking at a dictionary. The tattoo getter didn't realize the error until he flexed his villain for a friend, and the friend started to laugh. A villain simply isn't as intimidating as a villain, and the guy with the villain tattoo allegedly needed plastic surgery to remove the error. I tried unsuccessfully to track down the Michigan man's attorney, so I don't know what ultimately happened in the case. He'd sued for negligence, as has the Chi-Town man. To prove negligence, the tattoo getter would have to show that the tattoo giver had a duty to tattoo correctly, breached that duty, and caused the tattoo getter damage. First, duty. Duty would be defined as the standard of care that a tattoo artist must practice. And standard of care is shown by what other tattoo artists do under similar circumstances, like use a dictionary. But a quick search through the cases shows that a number of people have misspelled tattoos, one proclaiming somewhat obscurely, "Mot Gullity," instead of "not guilty." Another with the misspelled but apparently heartfelt word, "mother." Second, breach of that duty. Any person with a misspelled tattoo who sued for negligence would have to convince a court that the duty had been breached, a highly fact-dependent analysis. Third, causation. Any plaintiff would probably argue that by taking pen and ink in hand and applying it to the tattoo getter's arm in a way that would shock Noah Webster, causation was met. The defense would likely argue that the plaintiff had had a number of chances to check on the spelling. Fourth, damage. The tattoo getter must show that he's been hurt in some way. Mocking laughter of his friend may not suffice, but any surgery or additional tattooing needed to cover up the error probably would. There's another wrinkle in some tattoo cases. It's known as a liability waiver. We'll have to wait to see what was signed in the Chi-Town case, if anything. But a standard tattoo liability waiver is enough to convince the faint-hearted to avoid the tattoo rage. Injury, infection, scarring, allergies, fading. And then there's this unnerving line. Neither the artist nor the tattoo studio is responsible for the meaning or spelling of the symbol or text. So we'll have to wait to see what happens in this most recent case. But depending on the facts, it's possible that the defendant could hear words that never sounded so right. The civil equivalent of "Mot Gullity." I'm Amy Guida.